Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 4th of May 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So new iMac came out yesterday. Huzzah! Just what we've been waiting for and just what Will Green's been waiting for. He needs a new one. So he's going to get a fantastic deal. Prices are unchanged pretty much. But what's really exciting is that although the start price, I think, still a little bit high, what's nice is when you upgrade, they don't rip you off on the upgrade. The i7 processor is only another £180. And the 3.4 inch gigahertz processor will do an absolute amazing amount when you can couple it to the AMD Radeon HD graphics that they've got, because upgrading to the 2GB card isn't that bad either on price. And also, you can get a 250GB SSD added on to a 2TB drive for an extra £400. That sounds pretty good. I'm twitching, I have to admit. I will be getting one of these for sure. They look fantastic. Unfortunately, one of the features that was the coolest thing in the mid-2010 model was the fact that you could use any mini DisplayPort output device back to your Mac and use your iMac as a slave screen. That feature has gone. Your old iMac or your old MacBook Pro will not work. The new MacBook Pros will still do it though. If the device that you've got is Thunderbolt enabled, then you'll be able to slave the screen off that device, which is really kind of cool. Shame that it's gone though. Vodafone has let Londoners charge their taxis in more ways than one. They've put 500 chargers in 500 taxis, so if you've got a device that's running low on power, you can charge it up while you're on your journey. What a great idea, and it's all free of charge. What also is pretty cool is the fact that if you've got a cell phone, then when you've had your taxi cab ride and you've got no cash, instead of stopping off at the cash point while the meter's running, all you need to do is text the number of the cab that you're in directly to Vodafone, and they'll charge it to your next phone bill. What a great idea that is. A rumour is out there that Twitter is buying TweetDeck. I was horrified this morning when I saw this. Twitter, the company that doesn't have any real decent applications that don't fall over at some point, has bought the best one that's out there that doesn't fall over. Maybe it's because they want a desktop client, and don't forget they haven't got one on the Windows platform at all at the moment. That could be a real issue. But I'm sorry to see it go if it has. Amazon is prepping a rival to the iPad 2. That's another rumour that's kicking around at the moment. It could be that they're coming out with a touch display, or they're coming out with an e-ink display, which is colour-based and could just be another colour e-book reader and do magazines and that kind of stuff. There's no word on whether there's going to be apps, but Amazon, if they had an app store that could power it, would be pretty good. Yesterday, Adobe Creative Suite 5.5 came out and it was available for sale. Now, you'd heard about it for a number of weeks. The iPad option is there, so you can use your iPad as a controller device to manipulate photos and do touching up. What's also pretty cool is there's a publish to iPad feature, which wasn't listed before. So basically, you can make yourself an EPUB-like publication and shove it straight out to an iPad format for publishing. That's going to be really, really powerful. I'm going to see if I can get hold of a version and have a go. HTC has boasted some real profits, 200% rise, and they all say it's thanks to Android. Their profit for the previous quarter was $14.83 billion. That's a huge increase on the first quarter of 2011 from 2010. And they're promising loads more devices, and the CEO said thank you to the employees and the consumers who bought their product. Oh, ain't that sweet? Now, you love the Roku box, don't you? Well, watch out, because Plex Media Server has launched a client for Roku. Now, we love Plex on the Mac. Now that it's on Roku, go and give it a try. It's probably free as well, so what have you got to lose? Nielsen has estimated that TV ownership in the US is down. They're saying that it's going to drop by 1 million people in the next 12 months. The reason being that they say that everyone's gone to IP devices and that kind of stuff. It could also be a problem with their survey, because if you haven't upgraded to the digital signal, you didn't get captured, and there's probably loads of people in rural or low-income America who haven't bothered yet. So that could be a bit of a waste of time, really, couldn't it? And finally, Google are renowned for their fantastic names for their operating systems, and the next version of Android that's going to come out has got one as well. It's called Ice Cream Sandwich. One Google employee has let it slip in a support forum discussion, and it's out there. I hope when they say Ice Cream Sandwich, they mean between wafers, because ice cream between bread is not pleasant. Trust me, I tried it when I was 8. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again on Friday with Bagel Tech News as normal, and then we'll have the broadcast Friday with Photo at 11, Max Show at 1, and then one of my favourite pundits, Bob Cringely, Mark Stevens, Bob Cringely, will be joining us for the big show at 10 p.m. I can't wait. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.